We've launched an investigation at the Environment Agency with partners in Natural England into what is a particularly appalling example of large-scale waste tipping. What makes it particularly appalling is that they've tipped this waste within the caves in Pitt's site, which is a protected habitat. It's a great example of neutral marsh. It's got some rare reeds present. And it's just a particularly cynical and deliberate act to tip waste in there, which again makes us all the more focused on and determined to identify those responsible and hold them to account. What we've found, it appears that the tipping has ceased. It looks like it took place towards the back end of 2025, November, December time. It appears that the site was gained access to through the use of heavy machinery. They effectively broke through an embankment to get access to the site, which gave them the ability to tip the waste. But again, it's a particularly disgraceful act because it looks like those responsible also worked to cover the waste that they were tipping at the time. So the waste that has been deposited has also been covered with a soil-like material just to reduce the visual impact of what they're doing. So overall, a really, really unpleasant situation by some despicable people, and we are absolutely committed to holding whoever's responsible to account.
In terms of the damage caused, obviously you sort of outline what they've done. Do you know yet, you know, if there's been any effect on obviously the environment there and the wildlife?
Sadly, I think that's inevitable. What we've done so far is we've checked off-site as well. There's nothing obvious off-site of concern. Our primary concern is the effect that this waste is having on the site itself. Approximately 90%, so it's roughly an area the size of a football pitch with maybe 2 to 3 metres of waste material on top is what we're dealing with. It is likely, sadly, that the damage that's been caused to the SSSI, that's the nature of the protected status of this site, it may well be irreversible. We're clearly, obviously, working with our colleagues in Natural England who are the specialists in this area, but sadly, this is a large-scale tipping of waste in what was a protected habitat. So I'm sorry to say that damage is inevitable.
And just in terms of the waste that was dumped, could you just give us a flavour of that, and is there any thoughts where it may have, you know, originated or come from?
That's absolutely the latter part of that question is absolutely at the heart of our investigation. We want to understand exactly where this material has come from and exactly who it was that that undertook the activities here at Caves in Pitts. In terms of the nature of the waste, it's sort of like shredded household waste, so typical material that you can imagine once it's broken down, and that's been covered with a soil-like material. Deeply unpleasant to have that tipped within what was a beautiful protected habitat.
Sure. And just for my info, when you say household waste, are you talking perhaps stuff that may have been thrown in a black bin, for example, that kind of thing, or...?
It's more sort of that household type waste. It would be I wouldn't want to infer that this has come from homeowners. I don't want to. We're certainly not at that stage. It's more that type of waste. So that sort of general waste, typical household type materials that you might see in your waste. That looks to be what it is at the moment. As you'll understand, because of the way the material's been covered, we've had limited access to the materials so far. But that will absolutely form part of our investigation.
Sure, no, I appreciate that. And have you got any idea how long this may have been going on for? I know you mentioned sort of the latter part of last year, maybe a couple of months. Is that what you're potentially thinking? Yeah,
it does look to have been a relatively short period of time. The evidence is currently indicating, as I said, that the late end of 2025. And that's really important for us to share as well, because clearly to support the investigation, we would absolutely welcome any information that anybody might have in relation to this to help support the investigation and reach a conclusion at the earliest opportunity. And there's a couple of ways in which that information could be shared. One is directly to us through the hotline, which is 0800 80 70 60, or equally through Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. But we really would welcome any information to ensure that those responsible are quickly held to account.
I presume it must have been quite a big operation in terms of trucks going in and out. And I know in that area there's quarries and things, so perhaps people didn't sort of make the connection, but it would have been sort of ongoing for quite busy, I suppose, in terms of the operation.
I think that's fair. I think it would have been. It's one of those locations. It's close to the Catthorpe Interchange. It's off the A5. There's a truck stop nearby. So there's lots of reasons to see many vehicles in that location. The site itself is relatively secluded. It's not particularly visible. And as I mentioned, the perpetrator seemed to have actually forced entry through breaking through the surrounding embankment. So this is private land. It's not an area that's publicly accessible other than sort of nearby walks, as it were. So I think you're right. It would have been quite an operation, but it wasn't a particularly visible one from what we're identifying.
And just in terms of the waste, what will happen now? Will that have to be sort of removed by yourselves or the owner of the site, or just what will happen now?
That's what we're talking through as well at the moment. Clearly, any activity to do that would need to be carefully managed and, again, supported through specialist advice. Bottom line is we want to make sure that the polluter pays, the offenders, those responsible for this are held to account, which includes the clear up of the site. So that's our primary focus at the moment.